This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed forces in Syria moved to retake the very last patch, the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Syria, advancing on the terror group's remaining fighters. The final assault began just a day after the lead commander said the northeast Syrian village of Baghouz would be liberated within a week. An SDF official, speaking to VOA under the condition of anonymity, said that 15,000 troops were taking part in that operation with the backing of U.S. and coalition air power and artillery. The U.S. and South Korea expected to announce they will significantly scale back annual large-scale joint exercises. Media reports quoting unnamed U.S. defense officials saying the announcement is expected in the coming days. Scaling back the exercises could be seen as a good faith gesture to keep nuclear talks with North Korea alive following the failed Hanoi summit and to address President Trump's concerns over the high cost of the massive demonstrations. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has stepped down from his position as chairman of the ruling party. The National Congress Party made the announcement late Thursday following weeks of protests against Bashir's rule. The president transferred his party leadership role to NCP Deputy Chairman Ahmed Haroun until the party's next general election or convention. An NCP party statement said that a new president will be chosen at the next convention. A date for the convention has not been set yet. A flare-up between arch foes, India and Pakistan, appeared to be easing Saturday after Islamabad handed back a captured Indian pilot amid efforts by global powers to prevent a war between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.